Neither presidential candidate is wasting any time. They are flying from rally to rally, from state to state, making their pitch for every last vote they can muster. We're going to bring you inside the view from both campaigns. First up, NPR's Asma Khalid with the Clinton camp.
Clinton made a final campaign swing through Florida on the last Saturday before the election to energize early voters. She visited a heavily Latino polling site in West Miami. In fact, the very location where Senator Marco Rubio voted last week. Clinton has been spending a lot of time visiting states where people are already voting. Yesterday, she went to Broward County for one quick final Florida rally.
How many of you have already voted? Okay, so that means you've got time to get everybody else to get out and vote, right?
Early voting data in Florida shows there's a razor-thin margin between registered Democrats and registered Republicans. But it also shows huge Latino turnout among independents. I got the eye of the tiger, a fighter. Last night, Clinton held a rally with Katy Perry in Philly.
When your kids and grandkids ask you what you did in 2016, when it was all on the line, I want you to be able to say, I voted for a better, fairer, stronger America where everybody has a chance at the American dream.
Clinton's campaign manager, Robbie Mook, says they're now focusing on states where most folks vote on Election Day, like Pennsylvania and New Hampshire.
Looking at Trump's schedule versus our schedule is pretty emblematic of how we're approaching this strategically. Trump is basically going everywhere over those last few days and just cramming in every single state.
But the campaign is also putting a lot of resources into a state that's not usually considered a battleground, Michigan. In the next 2 days, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and President Obama will all visit Michigan. Mook insists they feel confident, but he also says,
I think we have seen, you know, tightening in the Midwest generally this cycle, and we're taking that seriously.
Seriously, because President Obama won Michigan twice by double digits. But the state is home to a large white working class population, and Donald Trump has been trying to court those voters. Asma Khalid, NPR News, traveling with the Clinton campaign.